Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
You're listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Nicole. Today, we'll be talking pie. I am so delighted to have the ladies of Pie Corp right here in the studio. Welcome, Cheryl Lopez and Philippa. How did I screw that up?
I don't know.
We're not married yet.
I know, right? And Cheryl Perry.
Yes.
Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You know, I'm super excited because I feel like I was the first person to, you know, bite into Pie Corp. I know I wasn't.
You were close.
You were close, though.
Yeah.
You were at the New Amsterdam Market.
At New Amsterdam Market. Was that the beginning for you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we started upstate, and then we also started doing the market at New Amsterdam.
So we have to tell folks what New Amsterdam Market is, because we have people outside of Brooklyn that listen to this show and podcast.
Yeah, it's a seasonal market, and they feature basically artisans who produce food with local regional ingredients.
I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like New Amsterdam is like very curated. When you go there, I feel like I'm kind of like in San Francisco, or I feel like I'm in Paris. I feel like I'm somewhere else. It's not like some of the other food markets in New York City. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it's one of those markets that the one of the people that started it, Robert, he really, you know, looked at markets. He's traveled all over and he's been all over the country. And I think he wanted to bring something really interesting and forward thinking to New York. And I think that that's what that market was about. So I think when you go there, you do, it's true. You do feel like you're kind of somewhere else in a really good way, except the Brooklyn Bridge is right there.
I know, right.
I also think he was trying to fill a niche that wasn't really being covered, which was
totally.
Farmer's market is more like produce and non-produced food. There's only a few producers there. And then Smorgasburg is kind of like an eater's market. So this is kind of somewhere in between, I feel like those two.
Totally, I agree. So what year did you guys start baking up upstate?
In 2011, May was our first month of business.
This week is actually like our two-year anniversary.
And we're going to have a special at our shop.
I would have totally, totally thought you guys have been around at least for 10 years.
No.
I mean, your stuff is totally amazing. I mean, I feel like I've seen the progression from New Amsterdam Market to now having your own bake shop.
Yeah.
And you're in Greenpoint. What made you decide Greenpoint?
We were looking for a place where we could actually stay and not go out of business because the rent was so high, to be honest with you. And we like the community a lot. It's really our market is in that community. Kind of young foodies is who really our target is.
Yeah, and we looked around at different areas, and also for the amount of space we could get, we wanted that place to become our main production space. So the space that it offered us was really fabulous, and it's also right by a super beautiful park, so there's dogs everywhere, and there's lots of new families, and it feels like we're like beginning in a community, which really feels great.
So are you guys right on the water in Greenpoint? I haven't been to your location. Where are you exactly in Greenpoint?
At 77 Driggs.
Oh, so what's that near?
That's near a park called McGulrick Park, and it's between Kingsland and Monitor.
Cool. We're going to take a short break and then come back and talk savory pies, spring pies,
yum,
summer pies. Keep listening. We'll be back.
You better do what you want when you get up in the morning, cause it won't be long before you're dead and gone.
You're listening to Spreadin' Honey by the California Honey Drops on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Till the last day. So tell your mama you've been spreading honey, won't you? Tell your brother you've been spreading honey, won't you? Tell your sister you've been spreading honey, won't they? Come along and spread some honey too. Oh, won't they? Come along and spread some honey. honeydew.
We're chatting with Pie Corps, the two ladies behind the super sizzling hot bakery. You guys are more than a bakery, though, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you say that?
Definitely. The bakery is like a small part of our business. We actually still do farmers markets because we love that connection, direct connection with the customer, as well as we have lots of wholesale clients. We sell to other people who sell our stuff.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's like probably half of our business is wholesale business. And then we do catering. So we make pops and little mason jars, little pies in jars and things like that for brides and for private events and corporate events. And what else do we do?
I feel like we're like a straight up pie shop. It's not even really like a bakery. It's like we're a straight up pie shop. We do everything pie, like savory, sweet. You can come in and have a cup of delicious coffee and have any one of 10 different slices of pie we offer.
Yeah. I want to talk savory pies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in June now. Mm-hmm. And, some people may have put up some of their spring veggies. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting all the great June things here in New York City. Mm-hmm. Savory. I love you guys' savory pies. Yeah. I think people forget that you can do savory pies.
Yeah, I feel like we started the business really thinking that we were just going to do savory pies. And then we realized that New Yorkers really don't, and maybe Americans don't really know pie the way Europeans do, like the British or the...
Yeah, like I think we were also like, oh, the British do like, they do pies and the pasties. South African do pasties and pies mm-hmm. and the Australians do them. But, you know, there's like a couple of like American savory pies. But I think we felt like there was a lot more we could do with it. I mean, I feel like we're definitely cooks. Like we wanted to cook great food that was, you know, influenced by like our traveling and our past and our families. And I think that we decided that we wanted to take some of those fillings or foods and put them into the pie.
What are some of your top or savory pies that you've made in the past?
Well, I would have to say that chicken pot pie is the number one.
Yeah.
For as much as we've tried to not make chicken pot pie, it really is a bestseller for our wholesale with our in the storefront. People kind of know it. They're used to it. It's super comforting. They more or less know what they're going to get. They want that.
And we're also doing like a red wine braised brisket, which is an amazing pie. And people seem to be really going for that one, too. And I just want to give our plug to our fried chicken pie because we do a fried chicken pie. I know. It's total sick.
But how is that different from the regular chicken pot pie?
Well, so the chicken pot pie is like a traditional, probably the best you'll ever eat chicken pot pie. It's like buttermilk gravy, roasted chicken, peas, mm-hmm. and carrots. So it's creamy deliciousness, right? And then the fried chicken pie is, inspired by Cheryl's amazing fried chicken recipe. She makes the best I've ever had. Like I've had it all over the country, and I think her fried chicken is hands down the best. So it's two pieces of boneless fried chicken thighs. And greens, chard, or kale, and then it's got buttermilk gravy in there. And that we bake that into a pie shell.
I haven't seen that. The chicken pot pie, I definitely see at...
At the market, yeah.
I see it at two places in my neighborhood. I'm having a brain lapse. What is it?
Union Market.
Yeah. No, not Union Market.
Green
it's right in...
Grape.
I have seen your stuff at Green Grape.
BBG.
Brooklyn Victory Garden.
Oh, we're calling them all out.
Brooklyn
Victory Garden.
Yeah, we sell to Green Grape and Brooklyn Victory.
So Brooklyn Victory Garden, both are like literally on my path home, but Victory Garden is closest. I've seen in there the pie dough. I've seen the chicken mm-hmm. pie, but never the fried chicken.
Well, fried chicken, for wholesale, it's kind of a different thing. People want to buy the same, more or less the same stuff every week, the same product every week. So for fried chicken, that's something we normally do for either the markets or for the shop.
So that's a special kind of event do that. Yeah.
So do you guys, are you looking at what's happening in the green markets or in terms of seasonality to choose?
Definitely.
What's happening with your savory pie?
For sure. We're doing now lots of spinach. We have spinach in two pies. different kinds of mushrooms,
radish
and asparagus. So those are the kind of newer produce in the market. We do a really nice kind of spring tart, which is with roasted asparagus, and it has a feta cheese on the bottom and some fresh smoked ham.
Love it.
Very good.
Love it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk more with Cheryl and Philippa. We're going to get into some of the hand pies, the smart tarts, and other small things. Keep listening. We'll be back shortly.
Just for me, girl. Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day.
Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Washed rind cheeses are a fairly recent addition to the repertoires of artisanal cheesemakers in the United States. These cheeses tend to be stinkier than other types and are often high on the list of connoisseurs. Now, Whole Foods Market has come up with one of their own. The raw cow's milk cheese, made by Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie, New York, is washed with 6-point ale from Red Hook, Brooklyn. The beige sticky rind deepens in color as it ages. The satiny ivory cheese within is mellow, with a sweetly tangy bite and a grassy aroma. The current version features 6-point diesel, which is in limited supply, so stop by and pick up some before it's gone. And point-of-origin cheese is sold exclusively at Whole Foods Market in New York, Northern New Jersey, and Connecticut. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
You're listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Remember, y'all, if you like what you hear, do more. Become a member. Go to HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And you can come a member and support the network. All of our show archives are right on the website, or you can go to iTunes and Stitcher to listen for more. We're talking pie. I love pie. I do love pie. I love you guys. You have the hand pies, which I feel like kind of made a comeback. Then people stopped talking about them. There are a few books that are on the market. All right, so what's up with the hand pies and the, you guys call them smart tarts?
Yes, it's because you can actually read the ingredients and understand what they are.
Okay, exactly. Unlike the other
unintelligible amount of ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, there should be like maybe, you know, 5 or 6 ingredients in it, and you know what everything is, and there's no mystery. You don't have to go to the dictionary. You don't have to Google it to find what's in your pie.
So what's the difference between the hand pies and the smart tarts?
Smart tarts are sweet. They're like our take on the other company that makes those little things that kind of look like a little rectangular.
I used to love those. I used to love those things at grade school. But yeah, they didn't taste like anything really.
When we were first starting, we tried them just to see what they were like, and we were both like,
"Yeah, they taste like."
No. I wanted candy. The raspberry one. I was like, "Oh, raspberry," and I was like, "Oh no." It's awful.
So the hand pies don't necessarily have to be sweet. So you're saying the smart tarts that you guys make are usually the
sweet one. Yeah. It's
We have made a couple of savory ones. We did a bacon one was the bacon jam and a maple glaze on top that was a little bit of a savory sweet takeoff, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you put the glaze on the front and
on the outside. Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Really?
Something else you guys do, the pilettas?
What? Pilets.
Pilets.
Yeah. So those are like 2-bite pies, like little mini, people like to call them empanadas. So they're kind of folded and round-ish, half moon shaped.
But they're like a snack, right? It's like a little 2-bite
appetizer, kind of yeah. Like for kids. We do them a lot for catering. Yeah. Those tend to be savory, although those can be sweet. It's funny how, like, some things that we have, like hand pies, we don't really do sweet. And smart tarts, we don't really do savory. But pilots, we do both. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
I don't know why that is either.
It's just the way it is.
Just how it worked out, yeah.
So do you think all these small pie bites are, will they take over this year for the rest of this year? Or are they dying? Like I said, I feel like, what's the thing? Like the cake pops? Or the pie pops, you know.
Pie pops, yeah.
People are still talking about cake pops.
Yeah. We actually have something, I don't know if we can say this right now, coming out in a magazine about, you know, pie on a stick.
Oh, so it's
still happening.
It's going to be food on a stick.
People are still talking about it.
Yeah, I think the pie pops are going to be talked about for a while.
Yeah. They have their, like, special kitsch value, and I think for us, in terms of being something that we do for catering or for events, they're great. People don't really buy them to put in their stores. They don't really have a practical application like that.
And I also feel like they're, it's funny though, they're kind of like, you know, because there seems to be like some kind of guilt around eating pie, and I'm not really sure what
really?
That's about. I know. I don't get it. Personally, I don't get it.
Me neither.
If we were in the South, it wouldn't be that way.
I guess so, yeah. But somehow, if it's like the little pie and it's on a stick, it's small enough that some folks don't feel bad about it. So they're like, okay, I'll have 10 of those.
We don't think that there should be any guilt around eating pie.
No, yeah, I mean, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Exactly. So maybe, like, for some folks, that pie pop is, like, the moderation.
So that instead of eating pie every day, you should only eat it 5 days a week.
Yeah.
A small pie, mini pie.
Every day.
Pie.
Every single day. Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. Look, we're going to take a break because I want to talk about if people really want to eat pie every single day, how they can connect with you guys and learn how to make it.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Listeners, we'll be back in a sec.
More from the California Honey Drops. This one is Same Old on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. We are talking Pie Corp today on Hot Grease. Cheryl, Philippa are in the studio. Did I say, is it Pie Corp?
Pie Corp.
What did I say? Corpse.
Corpse. Dead body.
All right. It's the Southern thing. Where are you from? Cheryl, where are you from?
If the business doesn't work out.
Cheryl, where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
Oh, see, what?
Hello, Williamsburg.
Born and raised in Williamsburg?
Well, I lived in Canarsie, and I also lived in Long Island. But yes, my family came over on the boat, stayed in New York City and Williamsburg.
Don't you notice sometimes, particularly in Greenpoint, or you're a Brooklynite, some parts of the borough, people say things so crazy, and you're like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I think I do. Do I?
Certain words, they're like... Yeah,
sometimes it slips out. You try to hold it back.
But when she and I get together, we start talking. We get excited.
She's from New York, too.
We're both from New York, so that accent for both of us, man, it just comes out.
Oh, yeah, I screw up so much stuff on here. Go listen to, like, 100-some shows. I've said some crazy
stuff. Yeah, of course.
It's the appeal.
I think that is the appeal, absolutely.
Speaking of appeal, okay, so... As I realized you guys were coming on the show, I was like, oh, yeah, they do classes. I should sign up for a class.
Oh, yeah. Tonight. You should come tonight.
You guys, like, they're all, like, sold out. What's up with that? I didn't even know you guys were doing classes.
Yeah, we, you know, it's the pie core. So it's all things pie, meaning that we're going to feed you pie. We're going to serve you pie. We're going to teach you how to make pie.
Yeah.
And then we're going to feed you some more pie.
Spread the love of pie.
Exactly.
So what type of, I know you have a pie crust intensive, and that's what I'm dying to do, but you have a few other courses.
We do a kind of a, with nice summer fruit coming up, we're doing like a stone fruit pie class. So peaches, plums, cherry pie. And we're also doing a savory pie class just to kind of spread the love of savory pies. We're going to do savory cobbler and some savory tarts and savory galette. Yeah.
So year round in the shop, classes. Mm-hmm. We also can find you at what markets?
Well, New Amsterdam, actually, we weren't sure if they were coming back this year, but they are having a market starting June 23rd. So we'll be there. And then we do two markets through Down to Earth Markets, which used to be community markets. And there we're at McGolrick Park, which is actually around the corner from our shop.
Yeah.
And also at the...
In Brooklyn Heights.
In Brooklyn Heights, they're doing one down on the water. So we'll
There's
be there.
There's a whole like waterfront development happening down there. And it's totally beautiful. Yeah.
So we're psyched about those.
And what, I know we've already shouted out a few locations where people can find you in Brooklyn. Are you in Manhattan anywhere?
Yep, we're at Union Market has four markets, and one of them is in Manhattan, and they have one in East Village, and that's where we're at. We have
they sell just our savory pies. And then the only other place we are in Manhattan is a cafe uptown, Cafe Lalo, which you can go get a slice of pie there.
And they only buy our whole savory, our whole sweet pies. So, yeah. Oh, you can get a slice of pie there.
And what about people who mail? No mail?
Yeah. You can call us and we will ship you pie for
sure.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, we don't ship the pies that have cream with cream, but you can get the pie and then we'll tell you how to make your own whipped cream.
Love it. Love it. Ladies, congrats on all
thank
of your
you thank so you so much. Yes. Thanks for having
thanks
us.
For coming on Hot Grease.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have a lovely Facebook page, so people should go to Facebook and check check you out.
Definitely. Twitter too.
PieCore.
And Tumblr.
PieCore.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, thanks for listening. Remember, you can join me here live every Monday at 3:30 Eastern Time. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.